you. May you both rot in the filth of your own fornication.
And what did you say to him?
Say, madam, I said nothing. I simply pulled up my tights and jumped out of the privy window.
Oh, you're so naughty.
Well, I try, madam. And then 10 minutes later, when I've got my breath back, I try again.
Perhaps now we can turn to more important matters of state.
Must we?
I fear so, ma'am. It's a tragic case. My old tutor, Lord Forrest, his son has been kidnapped, and he begs you to help him pay the ransom.
Edmund, what would you say?
Well, as you know, madam, I have had experience of this dreadful situation. Only last year, my aunt came to me to beg for help in the ransom of my Uncle Osric.
Well, then you know something of the dreadful pain involved.
Indeed I do. And can suggest no better answer than the one I gave to her.
Which one?
Get stuffed.
Look, Eddie, you would jest over a young man's life.
A young man, read, young idiot. Look, anyone stupid enough to let some mustachioed dago come up to them in a corridor, say, excuse me, meester, and hit them over the head with a big stick, deserves everything they get.
Oh, hello, you're in good fooling this morning.
Ah, thank you, Boris.
I heard quite an amusing story myself the other day.
Oh, good.
Excuse me, Meister.
Yes, what is it? I said, what is it? Not hit me hard on the head.
Melchi, I've completely changed my mind about that Forrest bloke. I mean, he's obviously very stupid, but we can't go around punishing people for that, can we?
Well, certainly not, ma'am.
If we went around punishing people for being stupid, Nursey would have been in prison all her life.
A very piquant observation, Majesty.
So I will sign this ransom, but it must be the last. Absolutely the last. Signer, full stop. Never again. Cross my heart and hope to die.
Surely not hope to die, Majesty.
All right, I'll cross that out. Here you are. Sorry about the smudge.
Thank you, ma'am.
Excuse me, Meister.
Yes?
God. Ah! What on earth was I drinking last night? My head feels like there's a Frenchman living in it. Where am I?
Oh.
Who's that?
The guy, Melchie.
Melchie? You really ought to get this house of yours cleaned up, you know. It's a real mess.
There's no time for jokes, Blackadder. We've been kidnapped.
Oh, God, how incredibly embarrassing.
As private parts to the gods are we. They play with us for their sport.
Oh, God, who's that?
Ti prepara la interrogazione supplizio.
Now, just wait a minute. If anyone's going to be spoken to around here, it's going to be me, all right? Tell him, Melty.
Certainly. Parlo con lui, no me, capo. Parlo con lui.
Ah, buono, el jefe. Ti prepara para la interrogazione supplizio.
Ah, that's better. Now, what's he saying?
He says he would like a word with you.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Yes. He says he would like to torture you as well.
Right. Now, am I by any chance addressing a senior dignitary of the Spanish Inquisition?
Te gusta la mucha de Inquisición.
Good. Because if I am, I wish to make it quite clear that I am prepared to tell you absolutely anything.
No habla puerco.
No speako dago. I demand to see the British ambassador, understand?
Necesito silencio para comenzar.
I forgot to... Look, how can you question me if you don't speak English?
No! Yo pregunto las cuestiones.
All right, let's start with the basics. English is a non-inflected Indo-European language. Derived from dialects of...
Bozart!
Percy! Who's this queen?
Whoops! Butterfingers!
Again.
Yes, well done, Your Majesty.
And there's definitely been no sign of Edmund.
I fear not, ma'am.
Where then he's vanished? simply vanished.
Like an old oak table.
Vanished, Lord Percy, not vanished.
Forgive me, my lady, but my Uncle Bertram's old oak table completely vanished. 'Twas on the night of the great Stepney fire, and on that same terrible night, his house and all his other things completely vanished too. So did he, in fact. It was a most perplexing mystery.
Lord Percy?
Yes?
It's up to you. Either you can shut up, or you can have your head cut off.
I'll shut up.
Bastardo! Bastardo. Barrister. Bastardo! Embarrassing. You're embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Rogering. Pregnant. Baby. Baby. Bathwater. Sounds like bastard.
No es terminado. Hijo. Hijo.
Donkey.
Padre.
Big bastard.
Hijo.
Little bastard. Big bastard.
Padre.
Boy, no. Mother, father, son. I'm a bastard son.
Di perra.
Thirsty bastard. Thirsty barking bastard. Oh, dog, dog. Dog. Woman. Dog. Woman, dog, bitch. I'm a bastard son of a bitch. In that case, you are a fornicating baboon.
Che?
You're fornicating. Yes, I can't really do it in this box.
Tus testículos.
My, yes. Those, yes.
Sobre un fuego grande.
Over a large...
Fuego, fuego.
Oh, fire, fire. Ah, good. Right, so let's recap. If I admit that I'm in love...
No, no!
Sorry, head over heels in love with Satan and all his little wizards, then you will remove my testicles with a blunt instrument...
Una guadagna, una guadagna.
Resembling some kind of gardening tool, but we can't quite... roast them over a large fire. Whereas if I don't... admits that I'm in love with a Satan and all his little wizards. You will hold me upside down in a vat of warm marmalade.
Me!
And remove my testicles with a blunt. Oh, I see. Oh, well, in that case, I love Satan.
Oh!
Oh, it's a sign.
Perhaps they're not hiding at all. Perhaps they've been kidnapped.
Nonsense. As Edmund said, only real idiots get kidnapped.
Do they?
Forgive me, Herr Blackadder. I have been neglecting my duties as a host. Please accept my apologies.
I accept nothing from a man who imprisons his guests in a commode.
I hope this scum has not inconvenienced you.
It takes more than a maniac trying to cut off my ghoulies to inconvenience me.
If he had inconvenienced you, I was going to offer you his tongue.
Believe me, sir, if he had inconvenienced me, you would not have a tongue with which to make such an offer.
Let me assure you, Herr Blackadder,
If I no longer had a tongue with which to make such an offer, you would no longer have a tongue with which to tell me that if I had put upon the king against you, I would no longer have a tongue with which to offer you his tongue.
Yes, well, enough of this banter. Who the hell are you, sausage breath?
You do not remember me then, Herr Blackadder?
I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Oh, on the contrary. We have met many times. Also, you knew me by another name. Do you recall a mysterious black marketeer and smuggler called Otto, with whom you used to dine and plot and play the biscuit game at the old Pizzle in Dover?
My God!
Yes! I was the waitress.
I don't believe it, you big Sally!
Will you have another piece of pie, my lord?
But I went to bed with you, didn't I?
For my country, I am willing to make any sacrifice.
But I'm not. I must have been paralytic.
Indeed you were, Mr. Floppy.
Yes, all right. Now, would you mind...
Such a disappointment for a girl.
Yes, all right, you might give it a joke.
It really doesn't matter. We'll try again in a few minutes. Look through these naughty parchments.
Oh, yes. We are proud of our comic-serving wench voice, aren't we? We can say zur instead of sir, since at all social gatherings, the tedious little turd who keeps putting on amusing voices. What else have you got in your astoundingly inventive repertoire, I wonder? A brilliant drunk Glaswegian, no doubt. And hilarious black man. See you, Jimmy. Where am that warty melon? I can't wait for your side-splitting poof and that funny little croaky one who isn't anyone in particular, but it's such a scream. And most of all, I like the one you do all the time, the fatted German chamber pot standing in front of me.
You know, you talk too much, Black Adam. I think it's a case of Weber diarrhea that you're having. Hmm? I should perhaps tell you that I have given the Queen only a week to reply to my ransom demand. Unless she pays up, you die. Horribly.
She will pay up, and then within a week, you die. Horribly, horribly.
You find yourself amusing, Blackadder.
I try not to fly in the face of public opinion.
You know, I think that in a week from now, you'd be less in the mood for being amusing.
At least when I am in the mood, I can be amusing.
Then choose your next witticism carefully here, Blackadder. It may be your last. Guards, fetch his friend. Lord Melchett, we meet again.
No, I don't think we've had the pleasure.
You do not recognize me then?
No.
Let me refresh your memory. You remember when you were in Cornwall at the monastery, there was an old shepherd with whom you used to talk.
Good Lord, Timkins?
Yes. I was one of his sheep.
Sheep?
Not yes.
Flossie?
Yes.
But didn't we?
Yes, Lord Mayor. But enough of such pleasant reminiscences, eh? The guard has found an interesting document in your clothing.
Oh, I shouldn't pay much attention to that if I were you.
The Queen says that she will pay only one ransom, but it must be the last, absolutely the last, final, full stop, never again, cross my heart and hope to be spanked until my bottom goes purple. She has a difficult choice in front of her, has she not?
Not really. Bad luck, Melchior, still. Life. Overrated, I reckon.
Yes, gentlemen. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have work to do. Evil plots don't just make themselves, you know.
Dear Queen, I, evil Prince Ludwig the Indestructible, have your two friends, and you must choose between them. The ransom is 1,000,000 kroner. Many, many apologies for the inconvenience.
What a difficult choice.
But it isn't the first difficult choice you've ever had to make, my little tadpole.
No, that's true.
Now, in the old days, it was all difficult choices. Should you have nursey milk or more cow milk? Because it's always nursey milk. But then left breasty dumpling or right breasty dumpling? Because it was always both breasty dumplings. Ah, but then which one first?
Well, shut up, on the right. Very confusing. Lord Percy, play a while to calm my spirits.
Certainly, ma'am.
Patty cake, bacon, man. Ah, you're it. Ring a ring a rosie. Fall down.
What say you, Blackadder? I sing a song to keep our spirits up.
That all depends whether you want the slop bucket over your head or not.
Well, perhaps some pleasant word game.
Yes, all right. Make a sentence out of the following words. Face sodding, your shut.
For God's sake, man, we must do something to relieve our minds of the terrible fate that awaits us.
Awaits you, Melty, not me. How's my beard looking?
Alas, shall I never see England more? Her rolling fields, her swooping swallows.
And her playful sheep. about time to.
Gentlemen, the answer has arrived.
Well, thank God, I'm sick of this place. The conditions are just disgraceful. It's like a prison in here.
I shall read it to you.
Ah, typical master criminal. Loves the sound of his own voice.
After long and very careful deliberation, the Queen has decided to expend the ransom money on...
a big party. Just impossible to decide between my two faves. So, I've decided to keep the cash, have a withy jolly time, and try to forget both of you. Hope you're not too miffed. Bye!
What?
Hope you're not too miffed. Bye! As you can imagine, my friends, this makes me very unhappy.
Oh, I am sorry.
But if you gentlemen were to tell me a way to, let us say, gain access to your queen, I might just be able to commute your deaths to a life sentence.
Are you suggesting we betray her?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Blackadder, what are you saying? What a loyalty, honor, self-respect.
What of them?
Nothing.
So you will both play ball?
Yep.
Oh, what joy. See how you collapse before me, you great and incorruptible English knobs. So proud of your great big stiff upper lips.
Floating is a sign of insecurity, Ludwig. Stop it. Yeah. Now, do you want to know how to get to the Queen or not?
Yes, I saw some kind of disguise. You know, I'd be a very good Mary Queen of Scots.
Oops, one wears me heed.
What sort of party should it be?
Oh, fancy dress. I love fancy dress.
Nothing?
I think it should be one of those ones where everybody comes with nothing on at all.
Shut up, then. I agree with you, Acting Lord Chamberlain. If we're really going to forget our woes, then we should have as much fun as possible. And what could be more fun than a party where people come dressed as frogs and rabbit and nuns?
And bits of wood.
You're not going to come as a bit of wood.
Aren't I?
No.
Oh. Well, how about a pencil, then? Should I come as a pencil?
Silly nursie. You always talk like this, and you always end up coming as the same thing.
Do I?
Yes, you know you do. Everybody... Lassie. What does nursie always come to fancy dress parties dressed as?
I thought everybody knew.
Yes, everybody apparently, except nursie. Tell her.
She always comes as a cow.
Yes, that's right. A lovely, lovely cow with great big lovely udders. Swing around going moo. Come to nursey cow, you lovely little heifers. Oh, yes, what fun. I want to be a cow again, please.
Shut up. Isn't nursey stupid?
She certainly is, Mum.
You see? having a good time already. We've completely forgotten about those chaps in prison, haven't we?
What chaps?
My friends, I come to bid you farewell. These guards will eventually die of old age, but their sons will, I'm sure, go on attending to your needs.
Thank you for your concern, but in fact, we intend to escape.
With your information, gentlemen, I intend to bring down your queen and country. The master of disguise will become the master of the world.
Yes, one thing, Ludwig, just before you go.
What?
Were you ever bullied at school?
What do you mean?
Well, all this ranting and raving about power, there must be some reason for it.
Nonsense, no. By school, having dirty hair on spots was a sign of maturity.
I thought so, and I bet your mother made you wear shorts right up to your final year.
Shut up! Shut up! When I am King of England, no one will ever dare call me shorty, greasy spot again.
That's the nerve there, I think.
What good is it going to do us if we're doomed to rot here until we die?
Nah, don't worry, I've got a plan.
Really?
Yes, now that Ludwig's gone, we should have no trouble overcoming the guards. Germans are sticklers for efficiency, and I've been watching their routine. I've selected the moment when they are at their most vulnerable. That is when we will attack.
Brilliant. How?
That is the most cunning bit.
I'm spite.
Right, now this is it. Don't forget, when they are at their most vulnerable.
I'm spite. Jingle the keys. Open the door.
Greetings to the prisoners. Guten Abend, Englanders come.
March to the table. I spy. Halt! Food on the table. I spy. Sit on the food. I spy. Insulting farewell gesture to the prisoners. I spy.
Now.
Ooh.
Trust me to get the hard one.
Off with our heads.
Mom, this is brilliant. Your father is born again.
So it's bloody well hope not, or else I won't be queen anymore. This is pretty good too. What is it?
It's nothing, Mom. Just a mere trifle I threw together.
Doesn't look much like a trifle. It's more like a fruit salad to me.
I see, Nurse's really upsold herself.
No.
Yes, she has. I'm not sure about this. What are you meant to be?
A pencil case.
Yes. Oh, it's just like orders I had when I was tiny. We had tea and cakes and venison. And then a trip with a couple of little friends to the executions.
How sweet.
If I wanted any of my little friends executed, that is. Oh, how I do wish Edmund could be here. He always loved parties. And always, always wore very, very tight tights.
Edmund who?
Edmund Blackadder.
Oh!
Majesty?
Oh, Edmund!
Did you ever know me to miss a party?
Oh! And what about Lord Matchett?
Yes, unfortunately, Mom, he made it too.
Rapture! Joy beyond measure! Bliss which cannot be counted on one's fingers! Oh.
Bad.
Sorry, Edmund.
Nothing?
Yes, unfortunately, apart from my nose getting a little prettier, nothing much has changed around here. Your animal still isn't house trained. Percy's still unemployed, and Nurse is one stick short of a bundle.
Ooh.
Ah, yes, thank you for reminding me. And may I introduce our erstwhile captor, Prince Ludwig the Indestructible.
Ah, Queen Elizabeth, we meet again.
No, don't think so, actually.
Yes, you remember when you were young and your father used to take you riding on a magnificent grey pony that he used to kiss and fondle in the stable yard. I was a tall and attractive German stable lad who held him. Yes.
You? Sure thing, Mrs. Spotspot.
No! You will all of you regret the day that you ever mocked my complexion. I shall return and wreak my revenge.
Well, you will die and be buried.
Hello!
Strange man.
But how did you know it was him?
This was the information with which we bought our lives. We told him that if the Queen was having a party, the nurse he always goes has a cow. From that moment, he was doomed. All we had to do was escape, return, and kill the cow.
How could you be sure it was not Nursey?
Because, lady, Ludwig was a master of disguise. Whereas Nursey is a sad, insane old woman with another fixation. All we had to do was kill the one that looked like the cow. That was the mistake I knew that Ludwig would make. His disguise was too good.
Gosh, Edmund, how brilliant. Welcome home.
Well, I must say, ma'am, it's good to be back.
Oh, welcome, Edmund. Did you miss me?
I certainly did. Many was the time, Percy, I said to myself, I wish Percy was here. Being tortured instead of me.
Girl, we have missed your wit.
Do you miss me, my lord?
Baldrick, is it?
That's right.
No, not really.
And me. Did you miss me, Edmund?
Madam, life without you was like a broken pencil.
Explain.
Pointless.
Beware, all ye who lust for fame. The path of life is most uncertain. Prince Ludwig thought he'd won the game, but now the crown's run for a burden. Like
now, this is a disguise I'm really going to enjoy. If I can just get the voice right.